Welcome to the Peter and Paul group, if you've been here before. If not, hello, but I think most people have been here, but if you haven't, hi, I'm Allie. Okay, I drank a cold brew before this, so it's a little... Anyways, all right, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. St. Faustina. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. So Brother Kevin has a video for us to watch, but I thought I would go through things on the official website about the biography of St. Faustina, and then the Divine Mercy message and the devotion itself, and then we can go into praying the chaplet before the video. So this is an excerpt from Apostle of Divine Mercy, a biography published by the Vatican. St. Maria Faustina, an apostle of divine mercy, belongs today to the group of the most popular and well-known saints of the church. O my Jesus, each of your saints reflects one of your virtues. I desire to reflect your compassionate heart, full of mercy. I want to glorify it. Let your mercy, O Jesus, be impressed upon my heart and soul like a seal, and this will be my badge in this and the future life. Through her, the Lord Jesus communicates to the world the great message of God's mercy, and reveals the pattern of Christian perfection based on trust in God and on the attitude of mercy towards one neighbor. Sister Faustina was born on August 25, 1905 in Poland, of poor and religious family of peasants, the third of 10 children. She was baptized with the name Helena in the parish church in Swinswarki. From a very tender age, she stood out because of her love of prayer, work, obedience, and also her sensitivity to the poor. At the age of 7, she had already felt the first stirrings of a religious vocation. Helen made her first Holy Communion at the age of 9, which was a very profound moment in her awareness of the presence of divine guest within her soul. She attended school for only 3 semesters. After finishing school, she wanted to enter the convent, but her parents would not give her permission. Being of age at 16, Helen left home and went to work as a housekeeper in Lodi and Osterwick in order to find the means of supporting herself and helping her parents. Helen never lost the desire for a religious vocation. After being called during a vision of the suffering Christ, she entered the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy on August 1, 1925, and took the name Sister Maria Faustina of the Most Blessed Sacrament. She lived in the congregation for 13 years in several religious houses. She spent time in Krakow, Płock, and Vilnius, where she worked as a cook, gardener, and porter. Externally, nothing revealed her rich, mystical interior life. She zealously performed her task and faithfully observed the rule of religious life. She was recollected and at the same time very natural, serene, and full of kindness and disinterested love for her neighbor. Although her life was apparently insignificant, monotonous, and dull, she hid within herself as an extraordinary union with God. It is the mystery of the mercy of God, which she contemplated in the Word of God, as well as in everyday activities of her life, that forms the basis of her spirituality. The process of contemplating and getting to know the mystery of God's mercy helped develop within Sister Maria Faustina the attitude of childlike trust in God, as well as mercy towards her neighbors. Sister Faustina was a faithful daughter of the church, which she loved like a mother, and the mystical body of Christ. Conscious of her role in the church, she cooperated with God's mercy in the task of saving lost souls. At the specific request of and following the example of the Lord Jesus, she made a sacrifice on her own life for this very goal. In her spiritual life, she was also distinguished herself with a love of the Eucharist and a deep devotion to the Mother of Mercy. The Lord Jesus chose Sister Maria Faustina as the apostle and the secretary of his mercy, so that she could tell the world about his great message, which Sister Faustina recorded in her diary she titled Divine Mercy in My Soul. In the Old Covenant, he said to her, I sent prophets wielding thunderbolts to my people. Today I am sending you with my mercy to the people of the whole world. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. In an extraordinary way, Sister Maria Faustina's work sheds light on the mysteries of the divine mercy. It delights not only on the simple and uneducated people, but also scholars who look upon it as an additional source of the theological research. The diary has been translated into more than 20 languages, including English, German, Italian, Spanish, French, Portuguese, Arabic, Russian, Hungarian, Czech, Slavic, Polish, Castilian, Brazilian, Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese, Swedish, Ukrainian, Dutch, and Japanese. Sister Maria Faustina, consumed by tuberculosis and by an innumerable sufferings, which she accepted as a voluntary sacrifice for sinners, died in Krakow at the age of just 33, on October 5th, 1938, with a reputation for spiritual maturity and a mystical union with God. The reputation of the holiness of her life grew, as did the cult to the divine mercy and the graces she obtained from God through her intercession. In the years 1965 to 1967, the investigative process into her life and heroic virtues was undertaken in Krakow. In the year 1968, the beatification process was initiated in Rome. The latter came to an end in December 1992. On April 18th, 1993, our Holy Father, John Paul II, raised Sister Faustina to the glory of the altars. She was canonized on April 30th, 2000. Sister Maria Faustina remains rest at the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Krakow. The message of the Divine Mercy is simple. It is that God loves all of us, and he wants us to recognize that his mercy is greater than our sins, so that we will call upon him with trust, receive his mercy, and let it flow through us to others. Thus, all will come to share his joy. The Divine Mercy message is one we can all call to mind simply by reminding ABC. A, ask for his mercy. God wants us to approach him in prayer constantly, repenting of our sins and asking him to pour his precious mercy out upon us and upon the whole world. B, be merciful. God wants us to receive his mercy and let it flow through us to others. He wants us to extend love and forgiveness to others just as he does to us. C, completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know that all the graces of his mercy can only be received by our trust. The more we open the door of our hearts and live to him and lives to him with trust, the more we can receive. This message of devotion to Jesus as the divine mercy is based on writings of Saint Faustina. An uneducated Polish nun, in obedience to her spiritual director, wrote a diary about 600 pages recording the revelations she received about God's mercy. Even before her death, the devotion to the divine mercy had begun to spread. The message and devotional practice proposed in the Diary of St. Faustina and set forth in other publications of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception are completely in accordance with the teachings of the Church and are firmly rooted in the gospel message of our merciful Savior. Properly understood and implemented, they will help us grow as a genuine follower of Christ. Spend time to learn more about the mercy of God, learn to trust in Jesus, and live your life as merciful to others as Christ is merciful to you. It was St. John Paul II who told the Marian Fathers, "Be apostles of the divine mercy under the maternal and loving guidance of Mary. We've been faithfully following his instructions ever since." Both in his teachings and personal life, St. Pope John Paul II strove to live and teach the message of the divine mercy. As a great mercy pope, he wrote an encyclical on divine mercy. "The message of divine mercy has always been near and dear to me, which I took with me to see the See of Peter, and which in a sense forms the image of this pontificate. In his writings and homilies, he has described divine mercy as the answer to the world's problems and the message of the third millennium. Beatified and canonized Sister Maria Faustina, the nun associated with the message, and he did it in Rome, not in Poland, to underscore that divine mercy is for the whole world." When St. John Paul II canonized Sister Faustina, he also on that day surprised the entire world by establishing Divine Mercy Sunday, the feast associated with this message, as a feast day for the entire church. The feast day falls on the second Sunday of Easter. On that day, John Paul II declared, "This is the happiest day of my life." In 2002, the Pope entrusted the whole world to divine mercy when he consecrated the International Shrine of the Divine Mercy in a suburb of Krakow in Poland. This is where Sister Faustina's mortal remains are entombed. The saint lived in a convent nearby. The Pope himself remembers as a young man working in the quarry, just a few meters from the present-day shrine. He also says that he'd been thinking about Sister Faustina for a long time when he wrote his encyclical on divine mercy. Further, the Holy Father has frequently quoted from the diary of Saint Maria Faustina and has prayed the chaplet of divine mercy at the saint's tomb. Given all these connections to divine mercy and Saint Faustina, is it any wonder that the Pope John Paul II died on the vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday, the evening before the feast day, which fell the year on April 3rd? It is also no surprise that the great Mercy Pope left us a message for Divine Mercy Sunday, which was read on the feast day by a Vatican official to the faithful in St. Peter's after Mass that had been celebrated for the repose of the soul of the Pope. Repeatedly, the Pope John Paul II has written and spoken about the need for us to turn to the mercy of God as the answer to the specific problems of our time. He has placed a strong and significant focus on the Divine Mercy message and devotional through his pontificate that will carry the church long after his death. So you might upstairs have seen the Divine Mercy that we have at Cantius. And then the original one is this image here. And I thought we all could pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together if you all have your rosaries. And I'm gonna, there's optional prayers that are shortened usually, but I'm gonna just do the elongated one of the diary entries just so it's like more fruitful. And hopefully my rosary, that's, oh no. My bloody one is all tangled. Oh, okay. Well, this just broke. But hold on. Is my one in the color? Yeah, yeah. So it's a really not good one. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, eternal truth of our life, I call upon you, and I beg your mercy for poor sinners. O sweetest heart of my Lord, full of pity and unfathomable mercy, I plead with you for poor sinners. O most sacred heart, fount of mercy, from which gush forth rays of unconceivable graces upon the entire human race, I beg of you light for poor sinners. O Jesus, be mindful of your own bitter passion, and do not permit the loss of souls redeemed at so clear a price of your most precious blood. O Jesus, when I consider the great price of your blood, I rejoice at its immensity, for one drop alone would have been enough for the salvation of all sinners. Although sin is an abyss of wickedness and ingratitude, the price paid for us can never be equaled. Therefore, let every soul trust in the passion of the Lord and place its hope in his mercy. God will not deny his mercy to anyone. Heaven and earth may change, but God's mercy will never be exhausted. Oh, what immense joy burns in my heart when I contemplate your incomprehensible goodness, O Jesus. I desire to bring sinners to your feet that they may glorify your mercy throughout the endless ages. You expired Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth of her souls and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fountain of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself upon us. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, 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 for the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whose mercy is endless and treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. O great merciful God, infinite goodness, today all mankind calls out from the abyss of its misery to your mercy, to your compassion, O God, and it is with its mighty voice of misery that it cries out, gracious God, do not reject the prayer of this earth's exiles. O Lord, goodness beyond our understanding, who are acquainted with our misery through and through, and know that by our own power we cannot ascend to you, we implore you, you anticipate us with your grace and keep on increasing your mercy in us, that we may faithfully do your holy will all through our life and at death's hour. Let the omnipotence of your mercy shield us from the darts of our salvation's enemies, that we may come with this confidence as your children, await your Son's final coming, that day known to you alone. And we do expect to obtain everything promised to us by Jesus, in spite of all our wretchedness. For our Jesus is our hope, through his merciful heart, as through an open gate we pass through heaven. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. St. Faustina,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.